Hi. In 2014, we lived in Singapore for a few months. It was, in its own way, both a troubled and a rewarding time. As the years pass, I look back on the place with increasing fondness, memories of the less pleasant inevitably fading. In many ways, Singapore is a strange amalgam of different cultures, history and ambitions. At its heart is, perhaps not surprisingly, the drumbeat of the commercial. It feels like a place where everything has a price. I'm looking forward to returning for a few days at some point in the future. For now, this will have to do. It's called Cocktails in the Infinity Pool. Singapore wears her skirts high above the knee, proud of her slim and tanned thighs. Her shopping malls mesmerise, their glimmer, gold and glitz, veneer deep, a film of tropical sweat glistening on a body we all desire. Across a polished sky, a grey mass threatens to unload its burden. Rain that will sing as it bounces off swimming pools and Ferraris, trapping you where you stand, or forcing you indoors into air-conditioned boutiques, French pastries, Italian coffee, and faux New York sidewalks. And yet, there is history here if you care to look, if you bother to make the journey out to Kranji, or see Changi as more than just a destination for departures and duty-free. Long halls of another kind are buried not so far beneath the surface. Perhaps it is apt that her history is a precious metal to be stroked, not scratched, to be caressed by cotton gloves and melancholic remembrance, and then forgotten, conquered by expeditions to Chanel, Louis Vuitton, and cocktails in the infinity pool. I hope you liked that. If you did, please share it with your friends. Thanks for listening.